Good morning, everyone. We're continuing on the fifth dimension. We had too much material last time to cover it in one session. Drawing from our newly published book, soon to be published, Seven Dimensions of the Mind. This is a review of Gurudeva's statement on time in the fifth dimension. From the fifth dimension, we can look millions of years into the past, the Akashic records, or project an object into the future according to vibratory rate. In that sense, it is beyond time, whereas the fourth dimension encompasses a radius of 9 days in its past, present, and future. The phrase I like is non-sequential time. I think that's helpful. Normally, time comes in sequence, past, present, and future. Future hasn't happened yet. The past happened, and we're in the present. That's sequential time. But in the fifth dimension, the past, the present, and the future all exist in the present. So there's time, but it's non-sequential. Everything's in the accessible from the present moment if you're in the fifth dimension. That idea relates nicely with the tattvas, which I thought I'd mention next. So we start out in the tattvas, the first five tattvas, talking about the Shivaloka, the causal plane, which is the realm of non-sequential time. So first tattva, as we know, is Shiva tattva. Parashakti, Nara, Satchidananda, pure consciousness. Second one is Shakti tattva, Parameshvara, Bindu, personal God. Then we get Sadashiva tattva, Ishvara tattva, Shuddhavidya tattva. So all that is in the Shiva loka. Then we move to a grosser plane, the subtle astral plane or antar loka, which is where time becomes sequential. So what are the tattvas? Maya tattva, so that's what it's made out of, mirific energy. Kala tattva, so kala tattva is translated as time, but it means sequential time. So sequential time relates to the antar loka. It doesn't relate to the Shiva loka. The tattva doesn't exist in the Shiva loka. Then with niyati, karma, kala tattva, with the long A is the second one, is creativity. So kala tattva, with the long A as the first one, is time. Kala tattva is creativity. Tenth vidya tattva, 11th raga tattva, and 12th purusha tattva. So just in a simple sense, you get the idea that fifth dimension relates to the Shiva loka, which is the realm of non-sequential time, and once you come into the antar loka in the fourth dimension, you have sequential time as the 7th tattva. A bit technical, but worthwhile. When I think of non-sequential time, I think of the Gurudeva's writings on the Mahadevas. Mahadevas traveling into past and future. So this is quoting from that. The Mahadevas travel quite a bit in the third world. They travel from past to future rather than from place to place. They travel through the totality of the cycles of the four yugas, making adjustments and corrections so that the repetition of these four yugas comes off in better form. That is their job. And many of them are expert artisans and have executive ability far superseding even your earthly sun itself. This will stretch your meditations, Saivite souls, as you are accustomed to traveling short distances from place to place. And generally, most of you in your meditations get into the more spiritual area of the second world and sit with us in one place, bringing thought concepts to you. Only a few of you have considered the idea of traveling around the cycle of yugas. A Mahadeva might take a trip into the past, going so deep he would come into the future. Going into the future so far, he would return in full electric form in the exact place where he started. This is one of the qualities of a Mahadeva. At other times, he would reverse the process, making a scanning venture and adjustments all along the way, preparing the last yuga to repeat itself in a more efficient way. For these are the masters of evolution. They adjust it all before it happens. He may go into the future so far and so deeply he would be in the past of humanity. Going into the past so deeply, return into the present time from the exact same place he started. Then we get the story. Oh, this is on Gurudeva's experience of reading books in the Akasha. It's quoting from the Guru Chronicles, must be 1973, because it's right after the founding of Gaudiya Temple. Gaudiya Hindu Temple became the center of the monks' lives, and they began years of training in the devotional arts of Sanskrit chanting and puja. The gods were introduced to them by Gurudeva, and they learned to make them the center of life, their support, and their friends. Slowly, methodically, Gurudeva was, in a big way, bringing everything of the tradition to the West. Every monastic ideal, every temple protocol, every yogi practice, planting them all in the fertile Hawaiian soil. Each day he drove with one or two monks the 5 miles to the post office, as in those early days there was no mail delivery to the rural areas. Taking the day's correspondence to a table at the Cocoa Palms Hotel, he would order a cup of coffee and, opening each letter, dictate his responses, which the monks would type up and mail later that day. On one such day, something remarkable happened. It had never happened before. It would last for months, and it would never happen again. Here is Gurudeva's description of that morning. Soon after we had placed the Nataraja deity, my inner eye within the Ajna chakra was opened upon an array of great manuscripts, and the inner library of Lord Subramaniam was seen. Upon each wish and fancy, the librarian, a tall, fine, elegantly robed, bearded man, would pull forth from one shelf or another great volumes, and with firm hands open and turn the pages to the proper place to be read. I read these volumes one after another to the monastics at Kwayadinam after this siddhi was obtained. They asked questions. The books were placed within the inner ether of my mind, the pages turned and read and enjoyed and understood. Thus Shiva's great diamond dust-like darshan, flooding out, opened the inner door of Lord Subramaniam's private library, which contains the records accrued since his arrival on this planet. Lord Subramaniam, the South Indian god, always known as Kartikeya, Murugan Skanda, Sanak Kumara, has always been near and dear to us. The venue of this remarkable clairvoyant happening was the garden restaurant of Cocoa Palms Hotel. As the librarian presented each volume and turned page after page, I dictated slowly to a sincere monastic scribe who patiently and accurately wrote down each word. These were the days when cigarette smoke billowed forth from elite hotel guests at neighboring tables, clouding the atmosphere and creating an ambience in which the Akashic manuscripts could be clearly seen. So the atmosphere was helpful, the smoke. The backdrop of Hawaiian music, the hubbub of people talking, and the lower vibration of worldly feelings, too, help screen out the conscious mind to make this clairvoyant siddhi a working reality. On some days, reams of pages were turned and read. On other days, nothing was seen. Vigilantly, morning after morning, week after week, month after month, we sat waiting while enjoying fruit, yogurt, and coffee for my inner eye to open on the inner plane library. The restaurant was not in an ordinary location. Our table overlooked tropical ponds amid the island's largest coconut grove near the ocean on the east side of Kauai, the oldest and northernmost of the Hawaiian archipelago. Each day's writings gleaned by my astral vision near the birthstone heiau, where royalty were birthed in olden times, were penned in letter-sized spiral notebooks. Before noon, we returned with them, following the sacred Wailua River 4 miles inland to my ashram, now the site of Kaurabal Hindu Temple. End of quote. The Devas said in their writings that there were many more books to be read, but once the Saivite Shastras had been completed, Gurudeva found it much more difficult to access the library of Lord Subramaniam on the screen of his inner vision. He struggled in face of external distractions to keep this inner world open to him. Quote, "Now we are starting our inner work in 1974, and I don't see a thing in front of me on the screen. The Devas must be off someplace. They are finishing up their work with some of the students and devotees who visited Kauai Adinam on the Ganesha pilgrimage. Now I'm beginning to see the glimmering light in the blue akasha, shimmering gold and silver lights reflecting off each other, dancing around in front of my forehead. This is seen with the third eye, and I also see feelings and entanglements, thoughts that have been blocking the vision due to the new guests and retreatants who are fading into the distance as the shimmering lights take over. I have been working for 3 months now to get into this state, which was wide open for many months in 1973 when the Shastric books were seen." End of quote. While Gurudeva's mystic explorations never stopped, they changed dramatically at this point. Rather than clairvoyantly reading Akashic books, he communicated clairaudiently with 3 or 4 great devas to receive their advice and insights on current affairs that concerned him. These messages were vast and varied, from lofty dissertations on temple mysticism to earthly insights into the karmas of the newest monastic candidate. That's the end of our story, and we have a couple of Shum words. We have Linkasim and Kalinkasim. And to remind us, in Shum, the element is in the name of the chakra. So starts Akali Simbi. Simbi is earth. And you get the element waters and the next one fire and so forth. So in Kalinkasim, Linkasim is the Akasha element. That's number one. Two, we invite you to visit this portrait, which names an area within the Akasha that is very interesting to experience. Three, a tantra will be imparted to you at the right time in your life and in a traditional way. 4. Be patient and study with great care all the Kamshuma Linga in preparation for the experience of Linkasim. 5. We also invite you to prepare for initiation into the realm of Linkasim, where the Akashic secrets are revealed. 6. Prepare well by learning and experiencing all the 7 Kamshuma Linga, and when ready, at the proper time and in the traditional way, the mystery will be revealed. Then we get the related word, which is Kalinkasim. 1. The 5th chakra, named Vishuddha in Sanskrit. 2. Attribute, divine love. 3. Located at the throat. 4. It is here where magical powers exist, and it is here that the past is dissolved and the vision of a positive, productive future is revealed. 5. Color, smoky purple blue. Planet Saturn, element ether, or kasha, sense, hearing, petal 16, Panchakshara Mantra letter Ya. So that concludes the fifth dimension. Have a wonderful day.